If you work for a living, why do you kill yourself working?
From the Willamette Valley, in America's great Pacific Northwest, greetings! You are listening to the Ernest Mann Show, and I'm your host, Ernest Mann. Coming to you from the interweb, no matter where you may be listening, in this beautiful, but sometimes crazy world, we all share.
It may surprise you to know that much of America, its governmental structure and even architecture, the White House columns and the twin fascias, the bound bundle of rods with an axe in the center, under each arm of Abraham Lincoln at the Lincoln Memorial, to name just two, was modeled on ancient Rome. America has always been fixated on Rome, and has been so ever since America was founded. Hello, folks. My name is Ernest. Welcome. America es novio Roma, or in English, America is the new Rome. So what, if anything at all, does ancient Rome and contemporary American society have to do with advanced perception? The answer to that question will be answered shortly. Americans really like Rome. Well, at least ancient Rome. And at the height of the Roman Empire, when Rome not only conquered Carthage, but eventually, after several Punic Wars, completely, totally, and in every manner, utterly destroyed Carthage, to the point that there would be absolutely no future record of Carthage. And in that, Rome absolutely succeeded, as it intended to. To say that Rome hated Carthage would be an epic understatement. So while all of that absolute destruction was taking place against Carthage, generally speaking, Romans liked it. Because after all, when you're whooping ass and taking names against a pronounced enemy, who in the hell doesn't want to feel good and unified with a winning team? And America currently is, militarily, the de facto winning team. Because America's combined military strength is greater than all of the developed nations' militaries combined, and by a wide margin. But in spite of the huge difference between over 2,300 years in technology, it is the ideas, it is the unbounded arrogance that hasn't changed. So think of this. After all those many centuries, yes, technology has absolutely changed, but the core arrogance of social superiority has not. And that is the reason why America is in the current dysfunctional state that it is. If any of this seems a mystery, I assure you it's not, because what is going on, pure and simple, just like Rome, all those many centuries ago, is a very slow form of social collapse and eventual genocide. Just a brief message for my European listeners. I just wanted to let you know that I sincerely appreciate your support. As a 60-year-old American, I am absolutely overwhelmed that Europeans, who I always have considered historically intellectually enlightened, Nietzsche, Camus, Spinoza, Schopenhauer, Kant, and so many others, have had such an incredible effect on my life. And so I just wanted to sincerely thank you. You have helped me in my life beyond measure. Ers longa vita brevis. Can anyone out there remember? It was just a few years ago when, because of COVID, supposedly you couldn't get any fucking toilet paper. I do. I'm just trying to point out that then, just as now, apparently Americans can't seem to talk about or worry about any potential future problems, until suddenly the camp wiped their ass. I can tell you with absolute assurance that the people that are currently on the receiving end of this social and economic breakdown understand what I'm saying and are very aware of the situation. But they are also deeply dumbfounded as to how so many people are completely oblivious to the social and economic nightmare that should be obvious at our gate. So I'm going to tell you right here and now what is the real reason behind what the hell is going on. But there is also something else you need to know. As far as objective reality is concerned, we, to one extent or another, are blamable for the terribleness that is currently taking place in America today. Now, to answer the question I spoke of earlier, but just ask this one question to yourself first. Did you know, or had you even ever considered anything that I have discussed so far? Because if you hadn't, these are the kinds of questions and reasoning abilities you get from developing an advanced perception. That should answer your question. So with that in mind, let's consider this. Your life, assuming you're an honest person, should be a direct reflection of your values. But when we come to the question of values, the question that needs to be asked is not just the validity of those values, but where the hell did we get them from in the first place? In other words, one needs to examine if those internal values are actually dysfunctional, because many dysfunctional values have been taught to us as though they were completely normal from our youth all the way through college. Consider this. There is an extremely advanced time travel machine, and the time traveling you, who appears to be around 18 years old and can speak any language fluently, talked to an enthusiastic member of the Hitler Youth about to finish high school in 1942. You would be absolutely shocked how they would talk about Jews, that with complete genuineness, Jews would be considered as subhuman, and they would be completely surprised how or why you don't know or could not understand that. I would advise in such a situation that before they got suspicious that you weren't one of them, you get your ass back in that time machine and get the hell out of there. What I'm saying is that, to a certain extent, we are all subjects of our environment, and it's vitally important that we have the good sense and clarity to understand that simple fact. But what I was trying to illustrate concerning the Hitler Youth is that when you are raised in a system that does not encourage objective truth, all you know is what you know. And that is the problem. So I'm trying to say that America as a whole is as incredibly arrogant and non-objective as Rome was some 2,300 years ago. And despite their countless legions, military technology, superior tactics, and/or strategy, in the end, it couldn't save them. And it didn't for many reasons. Two of the primary being arrogance and corruption. And that's where America, the new Rome, that hasn't been around for 23 centuries, but less than three, is today. So if I were a doctor for a civilization, I'd say the prognosis doesn't look good. Yet if it were honestly admitted by not only prominent politicians, but their absolute owners, the oligarchs, are clearly arrogant and view America as the new Rome, yet absolutely refusing to acknowledge the history or reality that the new Rome of America is completely unsustainable. And the fate that is going to befall all of us, who the oligarchs don't give a damn about, when the barbarians come crashing through the gate.
If I could just take a moment for this pitch. Here's the amazing and incredible Ernest Mann tote bag. Christ. Which can be all yours for a very reasonable donation by just clicking on the link in the description below. It's sturdy and holds a lot of ramen noodles. No, seriously, it holds a lot of ramen noodles.
The uber rich, they don't have any worries, because when the proverbial shit hits the fan, the shit which they created, they're going to do what historically any and all criminals do. Just like the Nazis who fled to South America. They're going to get on their little jets and their private properties and get the hell out of Dodge, just as they always have. Except, that's really hard to do when you have no fuel, because all the people that you employ on your massive estate will not put any fuel in your plane, because they despise you. And not only that, they won't even let you get to your plane, because just like some of the justice that was dished out at the end of World War II in 1945, they're going to give you what you deserve, the Mussolini treatment. And if you don't know what that is, I strongly suggest you look up what happened to Benito Mussolini, aka El Duce, in 1945. Well, that's all I've got for today. I hope you found this helpful or interesting. And if you have any questions at all, you can reach out to me via my website link in the description below. And if you really want to give me a compliment, telling a friend about the show would be the best compliment you could ever give me. Until next time, this is Ernest, and I usually always am.